The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. For Hetrei Iska, loans and collections, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Today's shiur will be in Makis Perek Elohein Aleikin Daf Kof Beis. The Gemara lists a number of averes in which the punishment is malchus. One of which, the Gemara brings the pasuk in Shoiftim, in Dvarim, Perichof, pasuk Yutes, in which the pasuk says, Ki sotzer al ir yamim rabim li lochem aleo lesopso, when you go to war, loisashkis as eitzo lindoyach olav garden, you shall not cut down the tree with an axe, ki mimena toichal, for oiso loisichrois, there is an issa deraisa to cut down a fruit tree. A mufurish apostate. And therefore, a person who does such is punishable by malchus. Now, the halacha of cutting down a fruit tree is very applicable nowadays in America, in which people want to do construction on their house, they want to make an extension, they want to make their driveway bigger, and they would like to cut down a fruit tree in order to enable them to build a bigger house. The question arises, it is Mesfurish Apasik in Chumash, the Gemara Bayat says it's a Chiv Malkis. How could one cut down a fruit tree in order to make his property bigger, in order to build a house? L'choira, he's over in Isidah Raisa when he cuts down a fruit tree. So today, Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to say many haterim that the poskim give in which someone is allowed to cut down a fruit tree. I would like to start off by mentioning that the poskim say clearly that the halacha that a fruit tree may not be cut down has to be a fruit tree and that the fruit that you would eat off the tree, the bracha would be brei pireitz. This can be seen in Shevet Halevi, in Chelek Hei, Tshuva Tzadik Hei. The Chevet Halevi says that Eitz HaSada, a tree normally has fruits, it has to be a fruit tree that the bracha is brei pri ho'eitz. Also, Rav David Feinstein Shlita, the son of Rav Moshe, writes that the only time there's a halacha that you cut down a fruit tree is only when the fruit is not sold in stores. I mean, it's only when this fruit is sold in stores. However, a fruit tree that bears fruit that's not sold in stores, then the fruit tree may be destroyed. For example, an acorn tree, a crab apple tree, a wild berry tree. Since these fruits are not normally eaten and not commonly sold, they're not worth anything, they're invaluable. Therefore, says Rav David Feinstein Shlita, that such an acorn tree could be cut down and is not constricted to the halachas of cutting down a fruit tree. Now that we've defined exactly what fruit tree means, that it has to be fruit that's sold in stores and it has to be a brei pireitz, also the halacha is clear that if the fruit tree has fruit that's infested with worms and it is unedible to eat the fruits, not only is it unedible, but it could be a shaila of lifnei'iver. Someone accidentally might grab an apple and eat it. And therefore, since it is unedible due to its worms, the halacha is also, it is mutter to cut down a tree. Also, a fruit tree that the fruit is so sour that it's not edible because it's not tasty, very sour. So, says the Darki Tshuva in Simon Kuf Tezayin, Simkot Yud Ches, that anything that has sour fruits and not edible is also not considered a fruit tree and may be cut down. Now, let's assume you have a fruit tree in which the fruits are edible. So the shaila is, could I cut down this tree or not? So, how many fruits have to be on the tree to consider it a fruit tree? So the Rambam says, any tree whose produce is so minute that is a bother to deal with it may be destroyed. Meaning, if it's only three or four apples that are edible that it produces, so therefore no one's going to hold a whole tree in order to hold three or four apples. Therefore it could be destroyed. However, if it's a number of apples, and it's worth it to cut the apples and maybe sell them or pick them and put it in your refrigerator, so then it would be a shaiva of cutting down the fruit tree. Now, if it is called a fruit tree, defined in halakha as a fruit tree, the choyer is an issur to cut it down in order to make an extension. However, the post can say that any time you cut a tree, that the issur applies of cutting down a fruit tree only applies if it is unnecessary and it's in a destructive manner. However, if it is necessary to cut down the tree. And there's many type of examples in which the tree is worthwhile to cut it. For example, the tree is bringing a high infestation of insects. Therefore, the tree is bothering my house because it has a high infestation of bugs. So then it's mutter to cut down the tree. Another example would be the tree is leaning down, it's about to fall, it's a danger. That's totally mutter to cut down the tree also. Also, in order to build, to make your house bigger, it is mutter to cut down a tree, and that's the opinion of the Taz. The opinion of the Taz brings from the Rosh that it's mutter to cut down a tree if it's in order to build for the place. If you need the place to build, so therefore it is mutter to cut down the tree. For example, an extension in a house. However, there are poskim who are machmir. For example, the Shalos Yavetz. However, the Taz seems halacha lemaisa. It's totally mutter to cut down a tree if it's, you need the space. Now, what's with trimming the branches in a fruit tree and say you don't need the space for aesthetic reasons? The halacha is trimming a fruit tree in order for the fruit tree to be sustain itself. For example, pruning a fruit tree is totally mutter because it is not destructive. Rather, it enhances the fruit tree. Also, if the branches are blocking a sukkah, you need your sukkah to be open to the stars, and the branches are blocking thus, therefore there's also mutter, because that, again, is for a need, it's like building a house. However, if the fruit tree is mutter to cut, as we said, there are many scenarios in which a fruit tree is mutter to cut, there is the poskim who say that even though it's mutter to cut a fruit tree in such a manner, however, one is not suggested in doing so, because there's an element of danger in cutting down a fruit tree. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, in his will, says that anyone of his progeny should not cut down any fruit trees under any circumstances. So too the Gemara brings out a ma'aseh of Rabbi Chanina that said that his son died in early age because he was lax in the mitzvah of cutting down fruit trees. And therefore, a fruit tree that is cut down unnecessarily could be an extremely dangerous prohibition to be over, aside from the fact that you get malchus. Therefore, the poskim say that if you have to cut down a fruit tree, you should do so only if we have the reasons we stated above. There is a legitimate reason to cut down the fruit tree. However, when you do go to cut it down, there are many things to do to try to make the avera less severe. For example, first of all, you should sell the true tree to a non-Jew. That even the poskim say, as can be seen in the Beis Shloima and the Beis Yitzchak in Yerodea, in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf, Mem Dalet, and also in the Shevet Alevi, as we said before, Chelek Hei, Tzadik Hei, that they both say that it's better to sell it to a non-Jew. Sell the property and the tree to a non-Jew. And if you're selling it to a non-Jew, you're not cutting down a Jewish fruit tree, according to many poskim that is mutter. Also, when the cutting takes place, the Yid should not do it himself. Not only that, the post can point out that the Yid should not tell the Goy to cut down the tree for him. It could be seen in the Be'er Moshe in Chelekei, in Simon Kuf, Lamed, Zion. The Be'er Moshe says over there that you should, just like in Hilchus Shabbos, there's a Miza, Shalodei Tzivoy, when you tell a Goy to do a prohibition on Shabbos, there's certain, you should not command him outrightly, but rather you should only Meramez. So too, when you cut down a fruit tree in a permitted fashion, you should try to merames to the goy to cut it and not say explicitly, because it could be a tremendous danger for the neshama cutting down a fruit tree. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, you're allowed to cut down a fruit tree if it's needed, and a fruit tree is defined as we said, but you should sell it to a goy and you tell a goy to do it in order to alleviate the severeness of the prohibition.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org. Or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.